I'm sure we can solve this.
It's too late to solve anything right now, Richard.
Winnie, take me the way I am, as an individual, not with my family.
You are a part of your family, and so you are the same with them.
In this episode of Sawa Shabab, a policeman called Richard is arguing about national identity with a young woman called Winnie, who just returned to South Sudan from overseas. Theo Dolan, director of Peace Media and Peace Tech Lab Africa, says he believes entertainment is the best way to educate a young South Sudanese audience on important issues like peace building and tolerance.
The drama is built on top of an educational curriculum so that the characters in the drama are modeling the types of attitudes and behaviors that we want to model for the larger youth audience in South Sudan.
Sawa Shabab is Arabic for youth together. The radio drama series is based on a peace-building curriculum devised by Peace Tech Lab, which the U.S. Institute of Peace set up last year to help to advance its mission of preventing, mitigating, and reducing violent conflict around the world. Free Voices Outreach Coordinator for the series, Chalo Kuku Ali, says radio drama is a good way to spread a message of peace in a country like South Sudan, where only around a quarter of adults can read and write.
We have to realize that there are people who have never been to class, and we need to pass this message to them.
Lizzie Lacey manages the Sawa Shabab project for Free Voice. Lacey says the series encourages South Sudanese youth to be confident, open-minded, and involved citizens in a diverse society. She says the series paints a realistic picture of life in South Sudan.
So the first episode starts with a character named Rose, and she's writing a monologue, and she says, "I am a dreamer. My hopes are as high as the clouds. I soar like a bird." She's interrupted by her mother, who's telling her to do chores. Soon we find out that Rose has been promised to marry an older man in the village. So season two starts out in the first episode. This man has come from the village, and he is ready to marry Rose. Her father has already promised the cows as well. So we find out quite soon that people are really, really excited in following these storylines, and the youth are hugely engaged in the characters.
Lacey says at the end of every episode, listeners are asked a question. They can either text or call in their responses.
So after this first episode, the question is, should Rose's family and her parents have been involved in the decision-making? And already we've had so many callers and people text message and their answers, and people are saying, yes, absolutely, the family should be involved in the decision. In season one, we had over 11,000 unique listeners call or text in with their answers from all of across South Sudan, all 10 states.
After listening to the first episode in season two, Regina Nyanjok called in from a massive internally displaced persons camp, Minkaman, in Lake State. Nyanjok left a message in the Dinka language to say how much she likes the show and how she wishes leaders on both sides of South Sudan's conflict would listen to it. She says if they did, they would understand that South Sudanese want the fighting to stop and peace to prevail. Dolan says the producers of Sawa Shabab hope that the series will bring an attitude shift and new confidence to the young people of South Sudan.
If youth feel that they don't have the power to create change, we want to start subtly changing their attitudes about that. Youth are a large part of the population in South Sudan. In fact, 72% of the population is under the age of 30. So youth, in fact, do have the power to create change, especially at the community level. So that's what we're hoping to accomplish by beginning to shift attitudes and behaviors among the youth population, particularly regarding gender dynamics, also in terms of life skills, what youth can do with skills that they're learning about, and also respect for diversity and national identity.
The producers say that after the end of season one, 9 months ago, a survey conducted by an independent firm found a general improvement in how people in South Sudan perceived each other. Season two started last week and is expected to run until the end of October. The 15-minute episodes of the show will air once a week on radio stations around South Sudan in English and Arabic. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.